I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News reporter Corey Valancourt.
Hi, Matt.
So the Haywood Five, they now have an actual name. You could see it as a hashtag, I guess, in
That's
some ways.
That's right.
What's been the latest with them? These were members of the Republican Party that, in many cases with several of them, are no longer allowed to be members of the Republican Party in North Carolina. It's a pretty extraordinary journey to get to this end. So talk about, just to remind everybody, who these people were and why this issue began.
This has been another contentious political issue in Haywood County. It goes back several years now. A splinter faction of the local county Republican Party, in a sense, engineered a takeover of the party and then were ousted shortly thereafter. Now, there have been lots of bad blood between the two factions. They're not ideological factions. They're just personality-based. And earlier this year, in the spring, the county party took up a resolution to charge a guy by the name of Monroe Miller with party disloyalty. Now, from that point onwards, Monroe was kicked out of the party in August. They have moved that resolution up the district level and the state level to include five people who were brought up on charges of party disloyalty.
Again, disloyalty in our political lexicon is a very loaded word. So what constituted, in this case, disloyalty to the party?
All major political parties have a plan of organization or a constitution that governs their members. And in those organizational plans, they often cite that you cannot visibly support a candidate who is not a member of your party. And so party disloyalty, there are several definitions, but that's a prime one. And several of the Haywood Five were brought up on exactly those charges. Monroe Miller was brought up on party disloyalty for writings he made on his blog. Eddie Cabe was brought up on party disloyalty for advocating a Democratic candidate in last year's county commission race. Paul West was brought up on party disloyalty charges for a similar Facebook post. And then you have the kind of strange case of two fellas in the Haywood Five, Jeremy Davis and Paul Yeager. Davis was brought up on charges based on posts he made on Facebook from a tablet. Now, he contends that he had left the tablet at the Republican Party headquarters and was in Asheville visiting his ailing father, who ended up passing away shortly before the election of 2016. Now, when he returned, he had noticed that these posts were made. He filled out a police report, and he also got an affidavit from someone who happened to be at headquarters and saw other people using his tablet. This was, I guess, his rebuttal to the evidence that the state committee presented against him and the others in Cary a few weeks ago, where the proceeding was held. Unfortunately for Davis, that evidence apparently didn't meet the standard, and so he was still banned from the party for 3 years. But that's a much better fate than Miller, Cabe, and West, who were banned for 5 years. But then, on the other end of the spectrum, you have Paul Yeager.
He was acquitted, but tell us what he did that ran afoul of the party.
Just prior to the election last year, Paul Yeager shared a post on Facebook from the Gary Johnson for President Facebook page. And it was a photo of a T-shirt that had a small picture of Hillary Clinton and a small picture of Donald Trump. And it said, "Why have the left nut or the right nut when you could have the Johnson?" Now, apparently the North Carolina Republican Party thought that this constituted grounds for disloyalty, and he was brought up on those charges. As laughable as it may seem, he went to Cary and defended himself and ended up being acquitted. All of the proceedings were carried out in a hearing, and there were votes by executive committee members. And so apparently those committee members felt that this did not rise to that standard.
How did this get to the state Republican Party? How did it get all the way, you said, out to Cary? That's a long drive and long way from here. How did it get all the way to Cary to the state Republican Party from Haywood County?
Haywood County Republicans asked the 11th Congressional District Republican Party to pass a resolution up to the state, and such proceedings are outlined in the party plan of organization, whereby you do have that conduit to ask for those types of things. And so the North Carolina Republican Party apparently thought this was in their interests, and they went ahead and they held those proceedings.
How extraordinary is this? This really seems extraordinary that people are kicked out of a political party for social media posts.
A mainstream political party. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It is. It's very extraordinary. That's kind of why we've been following this story since May, is it's not something you hear of often. Usually people will just leave the party if they don't like it, or, you know, the party will stop encouraging them to participate. But in this case, taking a serious action like this, it bans those who were found responsible for their conduct. It bans them from holding party office, from participating in events, from trespassing at any Republican event across the state. So it is pretty extreme.
And again, you said this wasn't ideological, it was more personality-based, but it did seem to go off of some posts of people supporting others. But this isn't, And we've seen this in the National Republican Party, this sort of establishment Republican versus the Trump Tea Party sort of Republican. Does this really fit into that sort of battle that's going on nationally?
It really doesn't. And that's the strange thing, is it's not that these people are ideologues in one sense or another. It's more that they have such a personality conflict. I think the root of it comes to they don't like the way that the Haywood County Party has been managed. And so they decided to leave. They consider themselves the only true Republicans out there. But I can tell you of the Haywood Five, off the top of my head, at least two of them were not Trump supporters to begin with. They had hoped for other candidates during the Republican primary. So this certainly can't be tied to a Trump faction versus an anti-Trump faction within the Republican Party. It's just not true.
Corey Valencourt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.